So far, about 70 hostages have been released by Hamas over 4 days of a ceasefire, and as many as 175 people remain held in Gaza. We turn to someone with family members in both situations. Dori Roberts is the cousin of Doron Katz Asher, who was just freed by Hamas along with her two daughters, Raz, who is 4, and Aviv, who is 2. But Dori's aunt, Doron's mother, Efrat Katz, was killed by Hamas en route to Gaza. And Efrat's partner, Gadi Moses, and another of Dori's cousins, Ravid Katz, remain held hostage. Dori Roberts joins us now. Dori, let's just begin with what a bittersweet moment this must be for you and your family. But let's start with Doron and Raz and Aviv, who were released. How are they doing? What can you tell us?
Well, I think you can see on my smile that is they're doing much better. They're surrounded by family and by loved ones. They're back in home. They're back in their home now after medical examinations and after surrounding themselves with the medical teams, mental health workers, social workers, and, of course, family. They're very delighted to be home. They're doing well. They're undergoing, after 50 days at the hostages of been held by the Hamas as hostages, and they're finally home and they're safe. And this is what we're trying to provide them, that safety and that hugging, loving family care that they'll need from now till for quite a while till they're fully recovered.
Could they share anything with you about their time in captivity? Were they hurt? Were they fed? How they were treated?
We're learning more details about their time in held in captives, where food was very, very minimal to pretty much tin cans and canned food wherever they could, some beans and chickpeas, dry pitas and water, maybe spend an hour max at daylight, and they had some medication provided to them, but not something you can really exist and have nutrition is, of course, based on that. So we're trying to provide them all that back now, especially for the kids who suffered from a lot of those crucial nutrients and food that they need to just to grow and to be healthy, normal kids. They're receiving all that right now back in Israel, and we're so happy that they're finally home. We have to make sure that all that time that they're staying down there under the tunnels has been really dark, and they're kept in groups. I don't know how much. There are some rumors about 5 or 6 groups in one cell with heavy guards. So that is pretty intimidating for a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old. And their mother took on upon herself to keep them safe and keep them protected as much as she could.
We are so sorry for your loss, Dori. I can't imagine what these children in particular have seen. At the same time, I have to ask, you know, one of the stated goals of Hamas on the day they attacked on October 7th was to release Palestinians who were held by Israel, which is now happening as part of the hostage release deal. Do you support that, especially if it means more of your loved ones could come home?
I think overall, after so many days of ongoing war, I think that it was time to take the break and return those hostages back from the Hamas. I think the deal, to my view, is fair. All those Palestinian people were evacuated from their homes and flee to southern Gaza, got a relief of food and clothes, fuel, electricity. And the prisoners who were held by Israel were released back to the Palestinian authorities. And we saw some unpleasant images from there of they're going straight back to the hands of the Hamas. And some of them are even paying with their own lives, being accused as spies and whatnot. So it's sad to see it, but we do value life and we do appreciate, like, the return of our loved ones. And I think there is no big price to pay. We have to bring them back.
Dori Roberts, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're glad your family is somewhat reunited. We hope everyone else is home with you soon. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.